You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One sports talk show for your drive home.
I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
This is Dukes and Bell,
brought to you by Finley Roofing.
We've got you covered.
Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, got some interesting breaking news of a historical import for Major League Baseball. That's coming up later this hour. Abe and I were just chopping that up during the break, but we have some news about the dogs because it's always Cruton season. Abe is in for our man, Carl Dukes, today. This hour of the show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Real quick, let's get to the dog report because we do have breaking news involving recruiting.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
What's the story, man?
Yeah, awaiting the commitment of Jackson Cantwell, and he took to the stage just a couple of minutes ago to announce he will be playing his college football career, or at least one season up before he transfers, at the University of Miami.
What? All right. So, man, Georgia doesn't get this
big
dude.
It was trending for a while. Like, the number one overall recruit was going to go to Georgia, but a couple of late things. I didn't get all the details, but something happened late, and it started to trend middle of the day today towards Miami, and that's where that's where he'll be. Obviously, a huge year for the Hurricanes, a huge year for Mario Cristobal, and won't help Carson Beck out at all, but the year after.
Right, because he signed with Drew Rosenhaus, right? Wasn't that part of his recruitment process?
Did he? I don't know. That's crazy.
I've read that in SI.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, these guys are semi-pros now until we find some other solution for college
football. You know what's also kind of wild here is you probably got more guys in college making that sort of money than in the NFL.
By the way, here it is. I just found it. 24/7 Sports. Cantwell signed with Drew Rosenhaus. Rosenhaus reportedly wanted to secure Cantwell a three-year NIL deal with an average annual value over $2 million. Though reps from Cantwell's camp maintained football fit was still the most important factor. So going to Miami, and all right. I mean, to me, you can go to Miami and get to the NFL. We know that. But with what Kirby's got cooking, not trying to sound like a bunch of homers, and knowing that you can plug right in and you're going to be a rock star from the jump, I mean, I guess it just comes down to, I think it comes down to the dollars. I mean, at the end of the day, like no blank Sherlock, it comes down to the loot. Why else would you go to Miami over Georgia?
I do agree with you. It does come down to that. But ultimately, if I were counter-recruiting, right, against Kirby, I would say about Jackson, are you sure you can go there and start as a freshman?
I think he does.
Georgia's got a long line, and we talked about it yesterday.
But this line that couldn't beat the guys that just got beat up by Notre Dame. I know everyone's going to the NFL in the draft.
Right.
I just thought this has been a downturn of late based on the lofty standards once established by Sam Pittman, Matt Luke, and, you know, I'm not a big fan of Stacey Searles.
Right.
But to me, I would think a guy of his juice would certainly have a chance to battle for that job
and
start.
And I'm not saying he wouldn't, by the way. I'm saying if I were counter-recruiting, that'd be my comment.
Well, here's the thing. If he does, then the guy you just beat out, he transfers out the way things run today. You know, it's just a vicious cycle, isn't it?
The one thing I will say about this decision, Mike, and if you're a Miami fan and you hate me saying this, that's fine. You're not winning a title there.
No, I agree with you there. Who was it I was arguing with on Friday from Dog Nation Day last week? Was it Mike Griffith?
Our guy, Mike Griffith.
Yeah, because he was disparaging Stetson Bennett. I was like, I'm not going to have that. That libel will not fly on my show. Carl was laughing because I was screaming at the guy. But he thinks that Carson Beck is going to be killing it down there in Miami. I don't think he kills it anywhere. I'm just not a fan. I mean, you could argue against some of their opponents in the ACC schedule. We'll see.
Right.
But to me, Carson Beck is just, he's not clutch. I know the argument that Mike was putting out there is that you had a much, obviously, you cannot supplant a Brock Bowers, what he meant, and that a lot of receivers were just terrible last year. But also, when they weren't dropping passes, he was consistently throwing it to the wrong team. That was a problem for me with Carson Beck.
Yeah, but between the on-field stuff, but now he's got so much off-field stuff since leaving Georgia and going to Miami. It's
what, he dated some hot chicks and she dumped him? What's the big deal? He's got a car, he has a car there.
She dumped him for a reason.
Well,
though.
Maybe he's a creep. I don't know, but you still get out there on the football field, do your job. It was easy to crap on him after Stetson Bennett.
Sure.
It just was easy. You know, for some Georgia fans, and it was easy for the media.
But it's also not just, like, as compared to Stetson. Like, this is a guy that was supposed to be a Heisman favorite, and he was no anything but.
No. Well, that was the odds. I'm not saying he was 5-1, but there was a preseason. You're right. He was odds to be there in the Heisman ceremony and all this stuff.
And I never saw it. Like, top of the draft type stuff.
Right. And I never even thought. Now, going back to Miami, look, if this guy was all that, Kirby would have weathered the injury storm. And said, because Kirby always defers to the guy with the experience. And he was done with Carson Beck. So I know that everyone says it was if he got a penny more, he went to Miami. Okay, knock yourself out. But I was under the impression if Georgia was competitive with it, it was around $4 million Georgia was paying him as it was. Did you hear likewise? Because that was a number that everyone was throwing around. It was $4 million to go to Miami.
I'll say this, Mike.
But if Kirby wanted him, he'd still be here.
Yeah. I think if Kirby needs to go to boosters and say, we got to keep this guy, and this is what Miami or Oklahoma or whatever school is giving them, I feel like they'll find a way to get the money. And so the fact that it wasn't that tells me exactly what you're saying. Like Kirby was okay with him moving on.
Right. If you just tuned in, guys, from Nixa, Missouri, Jackson Cantwell going to Miami over the Georgia Bulldogs. And Dog Nation had a photo of him wearing a Georgia jersey. That's not going to happen. So he's going to be with the U. It's all about the U.
Is this a little shadow cast on the new quarterback? He couldn't bring in his guy?
Well, wasn't that the argument yesterday? Oh, well, this guy's
they're hanging out.
Well, look, one of the things about a big-time quarterback recruit is you feel that he's going to maybe have the juice, because so many of these guys are in all these preseason All-American games, or they've got relationships with some of these players. Sometimes it's regional if they played against each other in high school, but apparently not, right?
I guess not. And the other thing, like if you're Curtis,
we're talking about Jared Curtis not being able to seal the deal, because the story was that Jared Curtis, one of the first things he did was getting back into Athens and work on the recruiting trail, including to get this big lineman Jackson Cantwell just signed with them.
Well, they had the JC, Jared Curtis, Jackson Cantwell, that JC combination going on. But if you're Jared Curtis, I'm not too worried that you miss out on a top lineman. Something tells me Kirby's going to have you protected back there. So.
Oh, man, poor Jeff Sensel. He had to go all the way to Nixa, Missouri for that, and they don't get the guy. I just saw him. He posted the picture yesterday of, welcome to Nixa, Missouri. Population, 19,022
people. I was going to ask. I had never heard of it. Had you ever heard of Nixa?
No.
I hadn't either.
You guys see this kid's dad?
Yeah.
This kid's dad looks like he could suit up and roll a couple of guys down.
So, I'm looking up where Nixa, Missouri.
He looks
is.
His dad.
It's just south of Springfield.
I don't know if this is disparity. His dad
north
looks
of Branson.
Like, his dad looks like he throws on some neon orange on the weekends and heads out into the woods. That's what his dad
looks
like.
Nothing wrong with that. That's America, baby. So yeah, it's Nixa is just north of Branson. So in the by Ozark, by near Bentonville. So that sort of it's middle of nowhere. But anyway, it's the southwestern portion of Missouri. My buddy Scotty played football at Mizzou. I think he's from Joplin. But anyway, there you go. That's all I know about Missouri.
Yeah.
And Kansas City.
Look, this would have been a big recruit, I think, for Georgia.
Well, check that. I've been to St. Louis. Now I don't sound like a hayseed. I've been to some parts of Missouri. Just nobody. Have you ever been there? You ever heard of it? Well, that's where this kid came from.
I've never heard of it. I may have been by here, by the way.
He's a corn-fed dude. This guy looks like he looks the part. He looks like he would look hella good in a Georgia uniform.
I've driven from St. Louis to Kansas City, so this might slide by at some point. I don't know. Somehow, I still think Georgia's going to end up with the number one class in 2026. I think this would have been real close to locking it up. But another four-star safety the other night. We talked about the quarterback. This isn't exactly backbreaking. It hurts a little bit. But
yeah, I mean, I just think Georgia fans have come to expect to get Kirby to lock up all the five-star guys. And look, you're not going to get them all. Usually there's an arms race with Alabama and everyone else. Miami, one thing we know for certain, whether you want to kind of roll your eyes and say, are they doing it legally this time? Because they've had Nevin Shapiro. They've had a bunch of like really unscrupulous dudes back in the old days. Well, of course, now it's NIL. Now it's legal.
I was going to say, what is illegal nowadays?
Nothing.
Like in terms of getting recruits.
No, I mean, this guy, you got a kid from Bumflub, Missouri, who was working with Drew Rosenhaus. And he wound up in Miami. Shocking, right? I mean, it's wild, this landscape. Look, I know you can also roll your eyes again when you hear about, you know, the president trying to put together a commission and how this would ever work out to try to find some semblance of return to normalcy. As we said, how do you get the toothpaste back in the tube, Abe, with everything that's happened down this road? One thing for certain, with all the hand-wringing that goes on over this, the top 25 to top 30 is still the same. Nothing ever changes, okay? You may see a Miami get back to where they should have been for years, just like the ACC is depending on Florida State to get back there and Virginia Tech. But, I mean, there's always teams rising or falling, but for the most part, it's generally static if you want to add it to, like, take top 40. How about that?
But you also said what needed to be said, and Georgia was this way for a while, too. Like, the programs that are where they should be. Miami should be up there. Georgia right. should be up there. There were stretches where they weren't. That's not because they're not one of the powers. It's that they're underachieving. I think you see Florida in that discussion right now. They're underachieving. They'll get back there. But, yeah, the same, like you said, 10, 12, 15 programs. You want to make it a 14 playoff, they're going to be there. You want to make it a 16 playoff, it's right. going to be the same ones. You want to limit the amount of money they can spend, they'll find a way to be the powers. You want to open it up for a free market. It's not going to equalize things. The transfer portal, it's still the same powers.
And the only thing that happens with the 16-team expansion, which we heard coming down over the weekend, and they're gonna guys, it's the next contract, they'll jump immediately to 16. And then all it does is you get more teams from the SEC, more teams from the Big Ten. They were doing everything, trying to bend over backwards to get Alabama in there. After the Oklahoma game, there's just no way you can put Alabama in that thing. So you got some teams. That's why if the TV numbers reflect, that's where we can't get enough college football. But if you get to a point where you have like an Indiana, now Indiana played at Notre Dame. People are going to watch that because it's Notre Dame. But if you put in a Boise State against Penn State, what were the ratings for that? I mean, people watched it, but I mean, when you get the non-traditional teams or the team that casual fans not really digging, they want to get the big brands. The big brands are the SEC and the Big Ten. So to me, the rich just get richer if you expand the playoffs.
We've also seen teams like Boise State have success without like an Ashton Gentry draw, right? At least you are getting guys that like, I got to see this Ashton Gentry in the Heisman, all
point.
This stuff. I mean, there have been teams from SMU, for instance, who's drawn to SMU? And I know Bashar Smith and Kevin Jennings, and they were fun to watch this year, but like, more people probably watch Boise State.
Yeah, and SMU, the only reason I got to see them because in the ACC, they just came in and started beating everybody and certainly just ran out of steam, of course, in the ACC championship because you get to play a little more defense. But still, like Clemson to bounce back this year in a big way. Klubnik, I mean, that's wake me up. When everyone's saying this is the year at all.
That's my,
all
it's going
it
to happen,
all
man.
Comes
it's
together. All right, we'll see about that. Hey, other news from college football. If you're just tuning in, Jackson Cantwell, if you're a recruiting guy, the big fella from Mizzou is going to Miami, not the Georgia Bulldogs. Carson Beck, speaking of the U, good to go for their summer workouts. And a couple guys hit us up on the text line saying that they think that Kirby and Carson Beck got sideways. I can't speak to that. I do think that there is a certain archetype that Kirby's looking for. And I think if you keep putting a hat in hand and you want more money, I think Kirby's going to say adios, amigo. You know, it's tough to have that balancing act, Dave, of being, you know, we aren't going to be big and strong, won't get pushed around, but you still got to love these guys up because you can't build the program saying you're going to be the friggin' Junction Boys in 2025.
I think part
of you're gonna have to pay the money to get these guys.
We heard a little bit of this in the NFL draft when teams in front office were saying like the caveat now is which of these guys really love football, and that's part of their discussion. I know we certainly talked about that here. I think college head coach.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coaches at some point have to say, is this guy doing it for the money or is it because he really wants to go to the NFL and he really loves football? And you look at what happened with Carson Beck and how it played, going to Miami, dating an IG, whatever, and all the stuff that's involved there. I think it's fair to at least question how much Carson Beck really loves football.
Well, like I said, I mean, just because a guy's driving a Lamborghini doesn't make him a bad person.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.